Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 4th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1982, British Army Gazelle Friendly Fire Incident. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating and often lesser-known topics from Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, your host for today, guiding you through a tale that intertwines history, technology, and the unpredictable nature of war. Today, we're diving into the compelling story of the 1982 British Army Gazelle Friendly Fire Incident. Picture this. It's May 1982. The Falklands War is intensifying, a conflict between Argentina and the United Kingdom over the British overseas territories of the Falkland Islands and South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands. The stakes are incredibly high. Every decision, every movement is crucial. In the fog of war, with its high tensions and unpredictable variables, mistakes can be made, sometimes with tragic consequences. On the night of May 6, 1982, a British Army Gazelle helicopter, a nimble and versatile machine, took off from the HMS Hermes. Its mission? A reconnaissance and communication flight, essential for the coordination of British forces in the South Atlantic. Helicopters like the Gazelle were key assets in these operations, pivotal for their ability to maneuver swiftly and unexpectedly. But unknown to the crew aboard, an unexpected and devastating mistake was looming as they flew over the Falkland Sound in difficult weather conditions, a factor that often increases the margin for error. Communication would prove to be a critical failure point. Amid what must have been already stressful conditions, something went horribly wrong. Tragically, this Gazelle, while engaged in its duty, was targeted by its own forces, a terrible instance of friendly fire. Now, let's pause here and consider. How did such a grievous error come to pass? The answer lies partly in technology, or rather, a lapse of it. The British forces operated under a strict radar discipline at the time, designed to limit emissions and prevent surveillance and detection by enemy forces. Yet, ironically, this discipline also caused miscommunication among allies. The radar systems intended to protect and guide were constrained, leading to the inability to identify the Gazelle as a friendly aircraft. This brings us to a thought-provoking point. As much as technology evolves, does it adequately marry with human judgment, especially under pressure? Consider the advancements in military technology today. How often do new systems need rigorous human oversight to avoid such tragedies? Tragically, the Gazelle was shot down by a Sea Dart missile fired from the HMS Cardiff, another British ship, as it was mistaken for an enemy aircraft. The consequences were devastating. The entire crew lost their lives that night. This incident serves as a somber reminder of the precarious nature of warfare, where even the best-laid plans and sophisticated systems can falter. It's a stark illustration of how the very tools designed to safeguard lives were involved in their loss when Allied forces misinterpret crucial data. This story isn't just about miscommunication and flawed technology, though. It highlights the human element, the importance of being adaptable, cautious, and aware of the profound impact of decisions made in high-pressure situations. In the aftermath, as with many military incidents, an investigation followed, leading to improvements in identifying aircraft and communication protocols. Lessons learned were swiftly applied to prevent future occurrences. Reflecting on these events, consider this. How do we balance trust in technology with the need for human discretion in critical decision-making scenarios? Are there areas in today's society where this balance isn't being achieved, perhaps even outside the military? As we wrap up today's episode, let's carry with us the lessons this story imparts. The importance of communication, the limits of our technology in high-stakes environments, and the critical need for vigilance and humanity in all our systems. Remember, each story from the past is an opportunity for understanding. It's a chance to consider how we might approach similar challenges today with greater insight and caution. That's all for today's journey into history's lesser-known tales. If you found this episode intriguing, take a moment to reflect on how these elements come into play in your life or your work. Keep exploring and questioning the world around you. Thank you for joining Wikipedia. Until next time, stay curious and keep uncovering the layers of knowledge hidden within every story.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1982 British Army Gazelle Friendly Fire Incident. Thanks for listening. See you next time.